voice of Almighty Yahweh rest upon you. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. We do pray and hope that Yahweh's anointing rest upon you in a mighty way. What an hour at a time that we are living in. The mind of man is so far removed from the truth of Yahweh. So many different gods that men are worshiping, yet they do not know the Creator of all things. And His name is Yahweh. It is not Lord, nor God, nor Jesus Christo or Christ Christo. His name is Yahweh. That is the name that has been given unto us, whereby we are delivered from every bondage and power of darkness. Men today, they call on all kinds of strange gods that cause them to be estranged from Yahweh. Pastor Roberts, that is a bold statement. Well, if you ask the Baptists the name of their God, they will say His name is Baptist. The Methodists, their God is Methodist. And on it goes. They all have established their own powers to be, and they deny the power, truth, the strength of the laws of Yahweh. They are not a part of their doctrines. They deny the Shabbath. They will not even acknowledge that. They keep their pagan, evil, wicked holidays that have nothing to do with Yahweh. Men say, well, it is okay to acknowledge these things. I say to you, you're offering up sacrifices, and you're burning your incense unto the Queen of the heavens. You're doing it unto Shaitan, a vile evil thing that rose up against the authority of Yahweh. That is why you rise up against His name. You reject that. You resist the authority of His wonderful, mighty, and His great name. Jeremiah said, as he spoke unto a rebellious house of Israel, and America is a very wicked, rebellious nation. It is filled with the powers of Shaitan, that there is a different God in every quarter. The African Americans have their gods. The Caucasians have their gods. The ethnicities of this nation, they all have their gods. Well, Pastor Roberts, you're using that expression quite loosely. Well, certainly I am. Because as Shaitan spoke unto Adam and Eve, he said unto them, as he said unto Eve, Almighty Yahweh knoweth that the day that you eat of that tree, the tree of good, knowledge, good and evil, he said, your eyes shall be opened, and you will understand the difference between right and wrong, good and evil, and you can make your own assessments. Because you will become as gods. That is what he said. Elohims. You become as one that is mighty, powerful, and you can resist the commands of Yahweh. Yahweh made them, yet this serpent of darkness, I call him that, because he slithers in on his belly, without any truth at all in him, no truth in him, he cannot abide in truth because he resists the laws of Yahweh. Jeremiah spoke unto this rebellious house. He warned them of their sins. Scripture tells us that when all the men knew their wives, they entertained them. Then they rose up and they burned incense to other gods. And their wives or the women stood by. It was a tremendous multitude. All other people that dwell in the land of Egypt and Patros answered Jeremiah. These are the words they said unto Jeremiah. Jeremiah 44:16. As for the word that thou hast spoken unto us in the name of Yahweh, that it was not in the name of the Lord or in the name of a God. Because Jeremiah says they had burned incense unto other gods. And there is a pluralness there because it was more than one God. Now that is what this nation does. The God of the African Americans is totally different from the God of the Caucasians. Both of them are gods of darkness. They're vile, evil, very sadistic. They both walk about in their pride because Caucasians are as proud as African Americans, and the Latinos are as proud and gullible as the Yordians, and of course they are extremely proud, more so than the Greek or the other ethnicities, the Arabics. They all consume with their pride, and they all have their gods. Now these gods come down into a sub-gods. For every family possess their God. Well, the Roberts family, their God will only save the Roberts. So they constantly inquire for the Roberts to be saved. The Smith God will only deliver the Smiths. The Goldsteins God will only deliver the Goldsteins. The Muhammad God will only deliver the Muhammads. What a vile, evil, seductive mindset in this nation today. The economy shall fall. These corrupt men that declare that they are prophets and they are deceivers. When a man walks in the anointing of a prophet, he obeys the laws of Yahweh. Man says and declares that he is an apostle, yet he is as weak as Reuben, as water. Something drastically is wrong in that man's spirit. He does not possess the power of Yahweh. And so the people, as they answered Jeremiah, they do the same thing today as they answer one another. They said unto Jeremiah, as for the words that thou hast spoken unto us in the name of Yahweh, we will not hearken. That is the demented mind of this hour. When a man begins to speak in the authority, the power of the name of Yahweh, men will not hearken unto that. But you can speak in the name of a pagan name, Jesus, Jesus, and men will delight in that. And they do it for this wicked world, in this satanic, shortanic America. They will celebrate their pagan Christmas, their pagan Easter. They will celebrate their pagan days, and they will not flesh, the most vilest of sinners, will not be afraid to even speak that name of Jesus, because it is a name that is all inclusive. Shortan which he has counterfeited the name of Yahweh with that name. That is the truth, my friends. The name of Yahweh has never changed. His name is an everlasting name. They declared that this name, that you have declared this in, we will not hearken. What do you mean? We will not obey? We will not show any interest at all in it. We will not submit to that name, nor to that authority. Do you not understand, my friend, that the one you say you serve, and that you know, that his name is a mighty name, and his son Messiah, Yahshua, he spoke of the one that had sent him and commanded him to do the works in that name, in the name of the Father, Yahweh. Yahshua is the salvation, the strength and the hope of Yahweh. He came to honor that mighty name of Yahweh. That is why the Yahudims rejected him, and they were ready to stone Messiah. Men today reject that name. They will say that I was saved in the name of Jesus. It cannot. It wasn't so. You were saved by the grace of Yahweh. Salvation belongeth unto Almighty Yahweh. No other one and no other name grants us the power that is the deliverance, the hope, the security of salvation, but in that name of Yahweh. Not Christo, Jesus, it is in the name of the Father. Now you may think that it is unimportant, the name of the Father. Yet that is all the one that you call Jesus. He extolled his Father in everything that he did. The works that I do, I've already seen them. Why? Because my Father has shown these works unto me. The works I do heretofore, my Father hath done these works. Jeremiah spoke with that profound utterance of Yahweh as he said to that rebellious house of Yehudah. He says here, Jeremiah chapter 44, verse 26. He commanded therefore, hear ye the word of Yahweh, all Yehudah that dwell in the land of Egypt. Behold, I have sworn or declared by oath unto you. That's what Yahweh spoke unto this rebellious house and this one that had rejected his name. I have sworn by my great name, saith Yahweh. The what name that he declared this judgment by? Was it by the name of the Lord God? He said, I have sworn by my great name. What is that name that is so great? That the name is so intense. It is such a name of magnitude that there is no other name like that name. Yahweh declared by my great name, saith Yahweh, that my name shall no more be named in the mouth of any man of Yehudah in all the land of Egypt, saith the sovereign Yahweh liveth. Why, Father, is that not the same in this hour? That his name is not mentioned in the mouths of Yehudah and in those that call themselves Israelites and say that they are your dims outwardly, But one that is a yardim, yardim, he is one inwardly. His circumcision is by the Spirit of Yahweh, that it transforms a man's heart, that he cries out unto this mighty Yahweh. He is the one that liveth. He said, my name shall not be in your mouths, because you have offered up your sacrifices unto the powers of darkness. Your strength is not my strength, because there is evil in your heart. You are corrupt. You are corruptors. Your mind is vile. It is defiled. Depravity and the spirit of that iniquitous matter takes precedent in your mind and your spirit. And everything that you do, it is because you are acknowledging your God. But I am Yahweh, and my name shall not be in your mouth. And we find that today. The name of Yahweh is not in the mouths of this vile generation. It is one that is so seduced, so caught up in its own sins of corruption, that the mind is so vile and evil, they cannot even think or function properly. So Yahweh said, because you have done these things, the Caucasians are offering up to their gods. The African Americans, the nations of the world, the different ethnicities, they all have their gods, yet they do not know your way. I was listening today to a very interesting piece of news today on PBS. And there was one that had written this book on our president, George Bush. And one day he said to his mother, Barbara Bush, that the only way that a man can enter into the kingdom of Yahweh is through Jesus. And any other way, the man shall be destroyed into darkness. And so they got on the telephone and called Billy Graham. Well, the response of his mother, Barbara Bush, was, don't worry about that. And so when they called this very renowned, respectable Dr. Billy Graham and said to him, is that a fact? Is that actual? I told him, don't worry about it. And Mr. Graham responded unto George Bush, do what your mother said. Don't worry about it. Now that is the seduction of this age. Mr. Graham is honored by every nation, every king, every power figure in the world knows that man. He is just like John Paul, the Pope. Yet they are seductive children of darkness. They have drawn a mass number of people under the dark peril gates of hell, and they're going to die in their sin because their souls are famished. They do not know the power of Yahweh. There's only one name, and that is the great name of Yahweh that is given whereby we can only be saved. When a man comes to the knowledge of that, Yahweh begins to speak unto him. He begins to open up that revelation. He begins to listen to a preacher like this one. And he shone this truth woe on to that man's soul. You're not going to reject his great name and try to interchange as many of these scholarly minded perverted men will say that the name of Jesus is a perfect transliteration of the name of Yahshua, Yahweh. They are full of lies. They are full of deception. It is not the truth. Do not tell me that Yahshua is the same transliteration of Yahshua. The characters, the Hebrew characters, are totally different. Men will say anything to shun the truth of Yahweh's great name. His name is great. His name is a mighty name and a powerful name. You're not going to reject that name. Go into the kingdom of Yahweh. Yahweh spoke unto that house of Israel. Listen to this scripture. Yahweh said that, I know that you were heathens, and I understood what things that you had done. And so I will scatter you among the heathens, and he dispersed them, Israel, throughout the countries, according to their sins and their corruption, he dispersed them. Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 20. Hear the word of Yahweh. Let us hear what scripture says. As he dispersed this rebellious, vile house, scripture says in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 20, and when they entered unto the heathens, they went in amongst those that were heathens, people that were not the descent of Abraham, people whose nations were filled with pagan worship of all sorts of gods, just like you have in Africa, in India. And I tell you, the mother of them all in this vile nation that we call the United States of America, her sins and her corruption, what a heathen nation. That you have men that call themselves women, what a mind that is corrupt and perverted, a faggot dog that calls himself a woman, and the perverted mind of a woman that thinks she is a man, what a sadistic, vile, evil mind, and this religious whorehouse in this nation. People that are walking in sin without any shame, yet they say they serve the living one. You serve the powers of darkness. It is not the spirit of Yahweh. Yahweh said in Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 20, he caused them to enter in amongst the heathens. Wherever they went, it made no difference where they went. They profane, he said, my holy name. They desecrated it. They defiled his name. They polluted the name of Yahweh. They treated it as though it was just a common thing. He said, they profane my holy name. When they said to them, these are the people of Yahweh, and are gone forth out of his land. They declared that they were Yahweh's children, yet they had gone forth out of the land that Yahweh had ordained and placed them in. Yahweh says in verse 21 of Ezekiel 36, listen to this, my friend, his name is Holy. When Messiah, when they said, teach us how to pray, he taught them, no, that is not a pattern of how we ought to pray. We ought to pray that our Father, Yahweh, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. What is the holy name? Is the name Jesus? What is the name? That is a hallowed name. He has a name. You can reject that, resist that all you want to. It is not going to benefit you one bit at all. You're going to begin to find death feel in your soul and your mind. Your heart will become darkened from the truths of Yahweh. You will find yourself as Yisrael and Yehudah walking after every vile, strange, evil, seductive spirit there is. Yahweh said, but I had pity. I had remorse. I had compassion for my holy name, which the house of Israel had profaned among the heathens whither they went. Therefore say unto the house of Israel, thus saith the mighty one, the sovereign mighty king, Yahweh, I do not this for your sake, O house of Israel, but for my name's sake, which ye have profaned amongst the heathens, whither you went. He said, I'm going to do a thing, and they shall know that that name, Yahweh, is great amongst even the heathens, and I will sanctify, I will make it pure, and clean, consecrate it, set it apart, dedicate it, honor it. He said, but I will, Ezekiel chapter 36, verse 23, and I will sanctify my great name. Now that is what the Father says. I will say to you, my friend, even your King James Version, you that are King James only, an enthusiast, even it will say it there, I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned amongst the heathens, which you have profaned in the midst of them, and the heathens shall know that I am Yahweh, not God, not Lord, not Jesus Christ, Christo. They shall know that I am Yahweh, saith the sovereign Yahweh, when I shall be sanctified before your eyes. Let me say to you, my friends, you that say that you are emphatically convinced that the King James of 1611 is the authoritative word of Yahweh, I say to you then, my friend, then why is not the Apocrypha in the one that you possess? Why is it not? Who says that that is the one that has the seal of Yahweh? It has the seal of King James on it. It doesn't possess the seal of Yahweh, for they have desecrated and profaned the name of Yahweh. You in your foolishness, your unwillingness to allow the Kudosh Ruah of Yahweh to deal with your heart. You walk in your rebelliousness and your sins. That text simply honors King James. That is why you don't say Yahweh scripture. Isn't that amazing? Because men will say that the Father has no name, and you will not even identify with that perverted name, Jehovah, for you know that that is perverted. It's a pagan name. So is the name Jesus. It's a pagan name. Jesus, it is an English transliteration of the name Jesus. Jesus is. And it is as pagan as Jesus. And that is the truth. Yet they will honor the name of King James. They will say that for King James is the only translation that is worth reading. And yet he denies even the King of Kings and the mighty ruler of all rulers. And his name is Yahweh. Yet they would declare the name of King James. Well, what about the King of Kings? Do you know him? Yes, my friends. You would declare the name of King James as being a king. Well, what about the one that declares he is the King of Kings? His name is Yahweh. He came to make known unto his house his great name. And only his house will know that great name. Only his house. And so you have this rejection from this heathen generation that rejects the truth of his mighty great name. And the name of Yahweh is great. What a mighty name. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. I do want to hear from you, my friends, your letters, your calls, your offerings of support. You that will call me now. Area code 843-658-6222. Call me now. I will send out a gift to you from the Voice of Victory broadcast, the Heavenly Father's great name. You can call now. Area code 843-658-6222. Call now. Give us a response. Say, Pastor Roberts, we will support this work of Yahweh, and we will send you out a gift from the Voice of Victory broadcast and from the saints here at Victory Community. Call now. Area code 843-658-6222. Please leave your name, your address, and make sure you leave the zip code. You that desire greater understanding of his truths, of his name, of salvation, you can visit our website. It is www.yahwehsword.org. www.yahwehsword.org. YahwehSword.org. You visit our website. There are many messages there that you can listen to. You can download them. And you can hear the words of faith being preached 24 hours a day here from the Voice of Victory. Go to our website and visit us. www.yahwehsword.org. And there are tremendous messages there that will bless your heart, strengthen you with greater understanding and knowledge of this profoundly great name of Yahweh. I do need to hear from you, our friends and our listeners. There are many of you that listen. We need to hear from you with your support, your offerings, to sustain this broadcast, that this mighty name of Yahweh may be heralded throughout the heavens, and that man may know that that is the only great name, nor the name, but the name of Yahweh. Melchiah profoundly uttered, I want you to hear this. He says, Melchiah chapter 1. Verse 10. Who is there even among you that will shut the door for naught? Neither do you kindle a fire on my altar for nothing at all. Yahweh says, I have no pleasure in you, saith Yahweh of hosts. Neither will I accept an offering at your hand. He says in verse 11 of Melchiah, chapter 1. Listen to this, my friend. I want to ask you a question. Yahweh said, from the rising of the sun. Do you see the sun rise in the morning? Have you ever beheld the rising of the sun? It is consistent. It never fell. It has been that way since the beginning of creation. Upon this earth. Yahweh said, for from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same sun, or the going down of the sun of the same, my name. What is that name? He said, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. Those that have not been birthed by the seed of Abraham, that have not become a partaker of this righteous life that came forth out of the seed of Abraham. He said, my name, it is great. And as the sun rise, as the sun goes down, my name shall be great amongst the Gentile. And every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering, for my name shall be great among the heathen, saith Yahweh of hosts. No, I know what it says in the King James translation. It says, the Lord of hosts. But what name is the Lord of hosts if he is the Lord of hosts? What is his name? You will say that is his authority. That is not so. It means just what it says. It is a Hebrew word, the shin, the sham. It simply means the reputation or the fame of the one. It means the memoria or the monument of that one. And a man's name or one's name is their memoria or monument. So what is this one's name that you say you know and that you serve? No, you're not serving Yahweh. Even the one you call Jesus, you don't do what he says. You rebel against this truth. You've gone astray. My friend, how many of you that are married, you know that you have a wife or a husband, but do they have a name? It is one thing about the law of grammar. The name of one never change. You can't take the Arabic name of Osama bin Laden and call him Jim Jones, because it may have the same meaning. That does not translate. You cannot take the name of Ariel Sharon and say that we will call him Mr. Sharon Smith. It cannot be. His name is Ariel Sharon, Mr. Bush name. I do not care where he goes. I do not care what the dialect or the tongue is. His name is President George Bush. And so is your name. Who gave man the authority to change the name of the Father? That's what the Yardims did. That's what this whore, she is called Catholicism, the Catholic whorehouse. She has changed the Shabbat. She has changed many things according to Scripture. King James was not a man filled with any anointing. Neither were the translators. They had no thorough understanding of the Hebrew language. And so when they could not understand things, they simply put in place what they perceived was the right thing, as they believe it to be. Tyndale, he put things in there that ought not to have been. What are you saying, preacher? I believe that all Scripture and everything that is written is not Scripture, because there was no celebration of Easter or Esther. It was Passover. There are things that are put in text that ought not to be. And men will say, well, if you believe that, you can't believe the book. Is that so? Isn't that amazing? Men will say that. How can it be, my friends? You that espouse the name of your wife, you say that there is only one rendition, and that is the King James, and yet in that they have denied that name. They have expunged it and put in a pagan name. We that are sons of Yahweh, they that are sons, we that are his, we are led. they that are led by the Ruah of Yahweh are the sons. He called his house, he delivers them, and he brings them to a place whereby they can hear his voice. Just like he did with Yisrael, with Moshe. He brought them out into a wilderness, whereby he could divest them of all of their corrupt, evil, vile, sinful, transgressing ways, that he could speak a pure language unto them. He could speak by the Spirit, and yet they continued in their wicked, vile, evil, sadistic ways. They will not adhere to the laws of Yahweh, nor would they obey what Yahweh commanded them to obey. That is this generation. It is the very same kind of generation. It will not obey Yahweh. It does what it perceives to be right. Yet they are wicked, and they are vile, and they are corrupt in their ways. His name, he has a name, and it's not the name of Jesus or Christo or Jesus. It is Yahweh, and that is the Father's name. He is not going to misrepresent his own name. That's why Israel said, who is this one? What is his name? Because there were millions of gods in Egypt. Dagon, Astar, they had their gods, but they did not know Almighty Yahweh. They did not know the name of Yahweh. We must, my friend, know that name. Isaiah said, therefore my people shall know my name. Therefore they shall know it in that day, that I am he that doth speak. Behold, it is I. What name is that we ought to know? We're just like Israel. Now therefore what I have here, says Yahweh, that my people, they're taken away for nothing because of their wickedness. They that rule over them make them to howl. Yahweh says that. And my name is continuously every day is blaspheme. You blaspheme the name of Yahweh. You're speaking against the Ruah, the Spirit. That's the truth. You're speaking against him. You don't understand this. It behooves you to wait and pray. And pray in the Father's name, that he may bring understanding to you. And once he begins to do that, then you open your heart with receptiveness to receive the name and the truth of Yahweh. Can I ask you a question, my friend? Yahweh said, listen to this in Jeremiah, chapter 7, verse 11. The house that Solomon built for Yahweh, was his name there? What name was in that house? Was the name Lord there or God? Are we that ignorant? Are we that sottish? He said that his people are sottish. Look at what Jeremiah says. Yahweh said, is this house, which is called by my name, become a den of robbers in your eyes? Yahweh says, behold, even I have seen it, saith Yahweh. But go ye now unto the place which was at Shiloh, where I set my name at first, and see what I did to it, for the wickedness of my people, Yisrael. Because they blaspheme and rejected my name. And the vengeance of my power is poured out upon them. He said, you better go back and be reminded of the things that I've done for my name. Because I will have pity upon my name. For my name is a mighty name. And it's a great name. There's a name that is far above every name. And I will not allow you to profane it, to blaspheme it, to speak evil of my name. This nation is doing that. They're speaking evil of his name. With Pastor Roberts, I was saved in the name of Jesus. My friend, go to our website, www.yahwehsword.org. www.yahwehsword.org, and you will find messages that will bring a great understanding of your salvation. You have been taught a salvation the Baptist way, the Protestant way, the Pentecostal way, and they are all deceived, my friend. Well, do you think that you are the only one that possess understanding, Pastor Roberts? Well, certainly not. That is why you are listening tonight. Because you understand there is some fruitfulness there, and that it is bringing a mindset within you to cause that inward part of your conscience to come alive. You began to question those doctrines that have been passed down by deceitful men. Corruption, that's not so, Pastor Roberts. We'll look at the Baptist organizations. Look at the Presbyterians, the Lutherans, full of every kind of foul thing there is. Not any of them keep the Shabbat. And if one comes to the knowledge of that, he must separate himself from that. So that is not so. Your salvation was ordained of Yahweh before the foundations of the earth ever were. He knew you. He said to Jeremiah, before you were ever formed in the belly of your mother's womb, I knew you and I called you to be a prophet unto the nations, unto the people. How could that be? Was it some ritual that Jeremiah went through? Did he have to go and do a certain thing? Yahweh ordained and called that man before he was ever birthed, before he was ever conceived in his mother's womb, just like he did you, my friend. So they're full of lies. It was not because of the name of Jesus. You have walked in more corruption since you've understood that. Let's open up every kind of vile door that there is. And that is the truth. Listen to this in Malachi, Yah. Chapter 1, verse 6. Do you believe this? I simply ask you the question. Do you believe it? You that are King James enthusiasts. Do you believe this? Malachi, Yah, chapter 1, Malachi. Malachi, Yah, chapter 1, verse 6. A son honoreth, or show great reverence, a tremendous honor, as a son shows this kind of inspiration to his father. He said, and a servant, his ruler, a master, what it says in the King James. He said, if I then be a father, Yahweh says, he says, where's mine honor? Where's my honor? If I am your father, where's my honor? Where's the reverence? Where are the abundant of accolades poured out upon me? He said, and if I be a ruler, where's my fear? Why don't you reverence me? Why are you not awe-inspired of me? That is some kind of a spectacular thing for you to even be in my presence. Saith Yahweh, not saith Lord. Yahweh of hosts unto you. And he says, oh priest, you call yourself a holy priesthood, a holy nation, a royal priesthood. Oh priest, that despise, they hold his name in contempt with disdain. It is a name that is vile to them. It is worthless. And men that call themselves preachers and pastors, and they are emphatic about that pagan name, Jesus. Oh, priests that despise my name, And ye say, wherein have we despised thy name? He said, in your offering, you offer polluted bread upon my altar. And ye say, wherein have we polluted thee? And that thy, ye say, the table of Yahweh is contemptible. It is despised. It is worthless. It is despicable. That is what that table is. It is contemptible. You see, you bring your vile offerings and sacrifices, yet there is no love for my great name. Look at what he says in the 11th verse of Malachi chapter 1. As I've read this, he said, from the rising of the sun even to the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. In every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering for my name shall be great among the heathens, saith Yahweh of hosts. Do you believe that? Do you believe that his name is a great name? Well, I was saved in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. No, my friend, you were saved by the grace of Yahweh. We are saved by grace through faith. It's not of any works, nothing of that nature. It is a gift of Yahweh. At least you should boast. You said, I call on that name. You didn't even know what that name was. You didn't even know the name of the Father. He just called you. Herein is love. Not that we love Yahweh, but that he loved us. So don't tell me you had love for him. Don't even tell me you knew him. Because you didn't. You did not know his commandments, his laws. If a man say that he loveth Yahweh and keep not his commandments, is a liar. So how could you say you loved him, you knew him, and you did not keep his commandments? That isn't so. That is what our traditions have taught us. That is what these traditions of religious teachings have taught us. It has not come from Yahweh. You have not learned that so. From Almighty Yahweh. He has a name that is mighty and that is great. We cannot deny the name of this mighty one of Israel. Messiah Yahshua came to give us great hope in the name of Yahweh. And that is what he did. As Messiah, the profound words of Yokohana unto the assembly there at Philadelphia. He said, I want you to tell them these things. I am the one that is holy. And I am the one that is true. He said, I have the key of David. I openeth and no man shutteth. And shutteth and no man openeth. He said, I want to tell you something. I know your works. He said, behold, I set before thee an open door. And no man can shut it. He has opened up that revelation and understanding of the Father's name. For thou hast a little strength, and thou hast kept my word. Well, what words did Messiah speak? He spoke the words of the Father. He said, you have not denied my name. You know I came in the power of the Father, and his name is Yahweh. I came in that name. You did not come in the name of Jesus. Jesus. That's name is relative new. Even in the 1611, you can search it out. I have a legitimate copy of the 1611. And there is not even a J in it. There were no J's. None whatsoever. That name, Jesus, is a derivative of Jesus, a Greek pagan god of the legion of the pantheon of Rome, and that is what it is. And that is the simple truth. He is not the Lord Messiah. He is Messiah. Yes, Messiah. He is the anointed one of Yahweh. He is not Yeshua, Yehoshua. He is Yahshua. He is Yahweh's salvation unto man. And he came to give us hope in the Father. That's what he did. We began to tell those you all them, I come in my Father's name. They wanted to know who is your Father. And he said, Yahweh. And that was a blasphemous action or deed that they perceived according to their traditions. That he had blasphemed the very creator of all things because he called him his Father. If he had said, who is your Father? He is Lord. What Lord? He is just Lord. No problem. My Father is God. What God? God? They would not even had any problem at all with him. When he said and declared that his name is Yahweh, then there is where the problem arose. You must understand that, my friend. You cannot continue to resist this truth, for it is the truth of Yahweh will make one free. And there are you that listen to this broadcast, orphan. You listen to critique, you listen to judge, and that's quite well with me. And yet you're always sending your strong signal to your soul. You're not in the place that you need to be, my friend. You're listening to make judgmental type of judgments, but not so. You that hear the word of Yahweh and harden your heart, then woe unto your soul. You are listening to the Voice of Victory broadcast with Pastor Roberts. We pray that the words tonight have been a tremendous blessing unto you. I do want to hear from you, my friends and listeners, the supporters of this work. You haven't written in a while or sent an offering. I want you all to take down my address now. You address your letter to me and send a generous gift, but you always move upon your heart to strengthen the work here for this broadcast that it may continue to go forth into many cities and many states of this United States and other parts of the world. You sit down and address your letter to me. Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Jefferson, South Carolina, 29718, USA. You that will sit down and write us a letter, send a gift, a very generous gift. I will send you a book entitled, Come Out of Her, My People, by Dr. Kosner. It is a profound, riveting book with great information, understanding of many things. It is a must read. I'm not one that is given over unto many doctrinal or books, but this book is a must for you. Write me, Pastor Roberts, 717 Miller, M-I-L-L-E-R, Miller Road, Jefferson, J-E-F-F-E-R-S-O-N, Jefferson, South Carolina, 29718, USA. You that will write me and send a gift, we will send you out that book. And also the book entitled, The Heavenly Father's Great Name. I do want to hear from you, and I need to hear from you, my friends. You that will call me tonight and let us know how the broadcast is being received in your area, we will send you out a book entitled, The Heavenly Father's Great Name, as a gift from the Voice of Victory broadcast. You can call now, area code 843-658-622. You call, leave your name, address, and zip code. We will mail you that out expeditiously that you may enjoy this wonderful little booklet. You call area code 843-658-6222. We will be gathering here for the great Feast of Pentecost. Prepare your minds for that great day of the outpouring of Yahweh's Spirit. We will let you know as we draw closer unto that. We're certainly glad to be with you. We're certainly glad that this broadcast can come into your homes and that you may hear this profound truth, that it may bless your heart. You can visit our website. I do want you to visit that. You can see how we live here at Victory Community, as we are building our website with much information as Yahweh leads us. you go to www.yahwehsword, YahwehSword.org. www.yahwehsword.org. You go to our website. There are pictures and different things concerning this community life and also different messages that will enrich your soul as a great understanding of the great King of Israel. We do bless Yahweh tonight, and we're very grateful that you could be with us. May the Shalom of Yahweh rest upon you. And from all the saints here at Victory Community, we say to you, our friends and our listeners, may the Shalom of Yahweh rest upon you. And until we hear from you, Shalom in Messiah's great name.